Officially, the giant sequoia, known as the General Sherman Tree in Sequoia National Park, is the biggest known single-stem tree on Earth. But David Millarick has found evidence that there were once coast redwoods even bigger in far northern California.
My son Jake stumbled across an area where the stumps were 27 to 35 feet in diameter, a whole 2-square-mile area that got cut down in the 1870s and 1890s, logged off, and on private land, and nobody even knew they were there. For a benchmark, General Sherman, the largest tree on Earth, is 25.6 feet in diameter. All of the coast redwood stumps we found in Northern California are much larger than that.
Millarick is a nurseryman from northern Michigan who has been seeking out and working to develop offshoots from the largest heritage trees of numerous species, including both sequoias and redwoods, a project being carried out by his nonprofit, the Archangel Ancient Tree Archive. So for Millarick and his sons, the next step was to try and propagate new growth from the living offshoots of that giant stump, now known as the Fieldbrook Stump.
For 2 years, they had mostly failures, thousands of failures, but then they broke through the right combination of hormones and vitamins and fertilizer in the agar to be successful in micropropagation. So we literally can make millions and millions of these trees and reforest not only California, but a large part of the planet, if that's what people would like to do.
There is some strong incentive to do that, he adds, because the fast-growing giant trees are a living form of carbon sequestration.
A mature redwood weighs about 1,000 tons. 40% of that weight, dry weight, is stored carbon. So each tree holds 400 tons of dry weight carbon. That's a lot.
The viability of this concept got a global boost last week when cloned saplings from the Fieldbrook stump were planted in 7 nations around the world on Earth Day. The lone American site was at the College of Marin campus in Kentfield, where Tom Burke is the landscape manager.
We planted 3, and one of the cuttings was from the Fieldbrook stump, which was probably the biggest tree on the planet.
These were well-established genetic duplicates from the ancient stump, Burke adds, well prepared to thrive in their new home.
They had quite an extensive root system on them. The root system was probably more developed than the tree tops themselves, at least 2.5 feet of roots, but they were full. The holes that we dug were only about a foot and a half round, but they were completely full of roots.
Burke intends to carefully tend the young redwoods over the next few years to ensure they become well established. But Millarick, whose life and work were documented in the book The Man Who Planted Trees, published last year by New York Times science writer Jim Robbins, says the clones should be often growing in a much shorter time, as little as 3 months.
They have the genetic predisposition of their parents. If they're alive and well and starting to grow in 3 months, they'll be there, so 3,000-4,000 years, if men will leave them alone.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.